This conference will now be recorded.
But I come by to tell you, you are not alone. You are not alone. The word says, blessed is the one who does not walk in the step with the wicked, or stand in the way with sinners, or take or sit in the company of mockers, but whose delight in the law of the Lord, who meditates on his law day and night. That person is like a tree planted by streams of water, which yields its fruit in season, and whose leaf does not wither. Whatever they do, prosper. There are times when we're going through things in our lives that it's so overwhelming.
Yes,
but
Lord.
I remember the old song that says, I shall not be moved, just like a tree planted by the water. I shall not be moved. When we are in the will of God, when we are standing on his word, we will find out that in Romans 8:28 said, and we know that all things work together for the good of them who love the Lord and are called according to his purpose. I found out that when God is for us, who can be against us? He will open doors that no man can shut. He will close doors that no man can open. I'm thankful today that when things are not going the way I desire or I thought it should go, that it's okay that I'm not okay. Because as long as I trust in the Lord, I know that he will, not he shall, not he might, but he will bring me through. Yes, I'm grateful today because God has let me know that he is my life, my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the stronghold of my life. Whom shall I be afraid? It is the Lord who goes before you. He will be with you. He will not fail you or forsake you. Do not fear or be dismayed. It says that in the Bible, it says, fear not 365 times. So what does that tell us? We are not going to be perfect. Things, the storms of life are going to rise into our lives. Circumstances will happen. But we have to remember who's in control of our lives, who's in control of the circumstances.
Yes, Lord.
It is the Lord who goes before us. He will be with you. He will not fail you or forsake you. Remember, he will not fail you nor forsake you. Be not dismayed. For God will take care of you. When the righteous cry for help, the Lord hears and rescues them from all their troubles. You know, he said, my grace is sufficient for you, but my power is made perfect in weakness. He's our hiding place. He will protect us from trouble and surround us with songs of deliverance. The Lord is good. His mercy is everlasting, and his truth endures to all generations, not just our mother and our fathers or our grandparents, not just us, but our children, our children's children, our children's children to come. We ought to let them know the goodness of the Lord.
Yes, Lord.
And then we want to say, finally be strong in the Lord and in his mighty power. Put on the whole armor of God so that you can take your stand against the devil's schemes. Our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the power of the darkness, and against the spiritual forces of evil in this heavenly realm. Therefore, let us not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will have worries all about itself. Each day has enough trouble of its own. Blessed is the woman, remember, who does not walk in the steps with the wicked, or stand in the way with the sinners, and sit or stand in the company of mockers. But those who delight in the Lord, of the law of the Lord, will meditate on his law day and night. That person, again, is like a tree by streams of water, which yield its fruit in season. And those leaves do not wither. Whatsoever they do, they prosper. Search me, O God, and know my heart. Test me and know my thoughts. Finally, whatsoever, brethren, whatsoever is true, whatsoever is honorable, whatsoever is just, whatsoever is pure, whatsoever is lovely, whatsoever is commendable, if there is any excellence, if there is anything worthy of praise, think on these things. Well, I found out today that no matter what we do, no matter what we encounter, it's important that we remember, no matter what we encounter, what we go through, that in all these things, we're more than conquerors. Who shall lay anything to charge of God's elect? Is it God that justifies it? Who is it that condemns it? Is it the Christ that died? Yea, rather that is risen again. Who is even at the right hand of God? Who also made the intercession for God, for us? Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation or distress, or persecution or famine or nakedness, or pearls or sword? As it is written, for God's sake, we are killed all the day long. We are accounted as sheep for the slaughter. May in all these things, we're more than conquerors through Christ who loved us. For I'm persuaded, neither death nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor death, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus. And in all these things, be ye steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, for much more that our labor is not in vain. And for this I know, it's okay if I'm not okay. Amen.
Amen.
I'm thanking you, Lord Jesus. Lord, no matter what we encounter, we know that you are with us. Father, we know that you carry us, Father. And we just thank you today, Lord. We thank you for answering our prayers. We thank you for your peace, for your mercy, for your grace. Lord, your peace surpasses all understanding. We love you and we magnify you. It's in Jesus' name that we do pray and we ask it all. Amen, amen, and praise God.
Amen.
That's the Lord. Oh, hallelujah.
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Yes, dear.
Lord, I know you've been so good. Lord, I know you've been so good. You've been so good all my life. Lord, I know you've been so good. Lord, I know you made a way. Lord, I know you made a way. You made a way out of no way. And Lord, I know you've been so good. Lord,
yeah.
I know you spared my life. Lord, I know you spared my life. You watched over me all night long. And Lord, I know you've been so good. Yes, Lord, I thank you. And I'm okay, even though things are not okay. Amen. Praise God.
It's okay if I'm not okay. That's the Lord.
Amen.
I had a few announcements before we dismissed on tonight. I wanted to make sure, Minister Annette,
I wanted to make sure, Minister Annette, did you are you finished for tonight?
Yes, ma'am, we are. I mean, if anyone would like to make comments, please feel free to.
Yes, well, I can go ahead since I was talking. I really do appreciate you for being able to take on this subject on tonight, because even as we have been talking about some stuff in previous weeks, I know sometimes, you know, even with COVID-19, we're really, even before COVID-19, I mean, there's just always been a push to kind of juggle so many things and to get a lot of different things done. And sometimes I know, like for me, my personal story is sometimes I just be like dying inside because it's, you know, I be moving, trying to, you know, do so much for so many different people that I forget to kind of do the self-care to take care of myself. So I really do appreciate you for tackling this subject on tonight, because it's a reminder for me to just, you know, when I sometimes I depend, especially when I was young in Christ, I would depend on people to kind of ask me, are you okay? And to kind of help, you know, guide me and try to sit me down. But in reality, I just thank God that he's allowed me to mature in my faith, that I can know that when I'm overloaded, that I can say no, or to, you know, follow up, or to kind of manage my own schedule and actually to do some self-care to make sure that I'm putting me first and I'm not, you know, overdoing it, just so that I can have that balance between, you know, rest and everything that needs to be done. So that's the comments that I would like to make. Thank you.
Amen. And I wanted to ask him as well, you know, even just talking about the rejection on Monday, talking about us not being okay on today. In my studies this week, studying the Bible study, the Sunday school lesson, you know, we talked about Jesus being amazed and Jesus being rejected and the feelings that he had behind that. You know, we realized when we studied God's word, we realized that Jesus was not always okay. There were times when he felt the pain of rejection. There were times he dealt with, like she said, being tired, being fatigued, having to pull away, having to take care of himself and just spend time with his father. You know, so that's our example, that we need to know that there are times, there are things that are going to happen in our life that we're not going to know how to deal with them, but we have an example that we can follow, and that is to pull away. That's like she said, take care of yourself. Spend time with the Father. Let the Father lead you and guide you. And even though we can't see what's coming, we know God knows all about it. He knows what's going to happen before it happens. And even though we can't see it, he's preparing us for what's going to happen if we just continue to lean and depend and trust him. So it's a good lesson. It's very on time. We have so much things going on in this world right now with social injustice, so much thing going on with the coronavirus, getting ready for the school to start back, trying to decide, do we let the kids go back to school? Do we let them stay at home? We have all these things going on. And it's okay if we're not sure what to do. We just need to make sure that we take time to listen to what God has, how God leads us and guides us on what we should do. And then take time just to not be okay. Just to take time and sometimes just sit in what's going on and really examine what's going on and really, and see how we're feeling instead of trying to pass it over and say, oh yeah, oh no, God is good, I'm okay. No, sometimes you're not okay. And you need to feel that thing so that you can be healed of that thing, so you don't have to keep walking in that. You know, so I just thank God for the lesson on tonight. I thank God for all the lessons we've been having on Mondays and Wednesdays, and even on Sunday mornings. It's just been all right on time. So God is good, and it's okay if I'm not okay. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
I want to add something right briefly, Sister Lester. That self-care is really what we need. And being women, we always carry more of the load of family than any other member. Even when you're married, and you know how hard it is on a single woman that has a family to carry that burden. But actually, we live our lives like we're on a treadmill. We're just steady going. Even when we lay down to rest, do you know that our mind is still working? Our minds are never at rest. It's just like it's something constantly moving. You lay down thinking about something that you should have done yesterday, You get up thinking about something you want to do next week. So truly, we do need that self-care because of our lifestyle. And this brings about tonight, Sister Thomas let us know that we have to lean and depend on Jesus and let him lead and guide us. And, you know, most of us, instead of living for today, we live for the future. Instead of just taking it one day at a time.
That's right.
And we just deal with what it is today. You know, just whatever happened today, let us deal with that. Because tomorrow's going to take care of itself. And when it gets here, which is still be today, we're going to have something else we have to deal with. I was a caregiver for my mother and my husband for about 2.5 years. Now, I had help coming in during the day, but I was on 24-hour call. And the doctors and the nurses, even my mother's and my husband, they said, now you get you some rest, and we're going to get you some help. And you need to take a respite, and you need to do this, but you got to take it. They said it, preached that to me constantly. So I always kept it in my mind that just let me take care of today, what I can do today, and tomorrow, whatever needs to be taken care of, I'll take care of that then. And eventually, I got myself in tune with that, because if I had not, I probably would have fell down. But 2.5 years or better, the Lord kept me. I never had a cold. I never got sick. I took care of my mother and my husband. And like I said, I was on 24-hour call because I had them at night by myself. But we have to slow down, take it one day at a time, because that's all we can do. Do what we can do in that day. And just remind yourself, today, I'm going to do what I can do. Lord, help me to do just today what you have me to do. And kind of get off that treadmill, because we as women, we're just steady going. We're just steady moving. It's something that's within us because we're nurturers and we look to take care of our family. That's inbred in us as women. So just live one day at a time. Spend some time with the Lord. When things get heavy, because they can get heavy, children. They can get heavy.
Yes, ma'am.
All right, sit down and get your Bible and say, Lord, it's you and me, and it's me and you. I say that many times to myself when I'm sitting here in my home. I say, Lord, it's you and me and you. Especially when a bad storm comes. I get a little frightened. Thank you, Sister Annette, for bringing it out, that we can lean and depend on Jesus and know it's okay. You know, if I'm not okay, because we're human and these things don't come up. But we know that we have a Heavenly Father and we have His Son, Jesus, our mediator. And He's standing ready for us to just ask Him. So with that, thank you for letting me speak.
Amen. God bless you.
Amen. I want to give kudos to Sister Annette and the young lady that just spoke just now. I want to say you hit some very good points. As caregivers, these conversations that we're having now are necessary. It's necessary for us to mingle and talk to each other and kind of share what we're going through. Because as a caregiver, Annette, my sister, I know she got to sleep when a mom sleeps. She got to go to the bathroom when a mom goes. She got to rest when a mom rests. And she got to go to work. She got to fix up. She got to cry by herself when ain't nobody looking.
All right.
You know, she got to hold her head up and play like she ain't tired when she can't hardly walk. You know, I know.
That's right.
I know it's tough, you know, but then you got to fake it to make the other kids seem like Mima is all right. You know, everything is great. You know, it's all love, but it's tough, you know. And I know me, myself, being stuck in the house, I can't sleep the way I normally sleep. I told my wife, we done rearranged the furniture 3 times, because if I'm looking at the wall all night, that kind of freaks me out to just let me look at the wall over and over and over again. For 4, 5, 6 hours. I'm like,
you know, I can't sleep until it's late at night, and I got to wait till my body tired, but your mind ain't tired. Your mind is still thinking.
So it's ironic, right? You know, these are things that we got to go through and things that we have to work out together. My doctor told me, he said, man, talk to somebody. Get out and do something. Protect yourself. But, you know, our conversations now, ladies, are necessary. This is necessary for us. Sister Rosie, I know Rosie there by herself. I didn't think about it until my dad would get up every day and go to the store and do scratch offs. And I was wondering how could he spend all day long doing scratch offs when he got for $6? It was the company. He was just at the store all day.
Just
to speak to who was coming in and out the store.
That's right.
24 hours a day by yourself. I just want to share that with my sisters because I'm praying for y'all. And you know, even though it's a family of four here, it's kind of tough because we all, you know, kind of in one room and just doing what we're doing, but we're praying to keep some things going. And I love these conversations.
I'm one of the men. I'm sitting back listening to y'all and praying with y'all. And I'm just so proud and thankful for you, Sister Nett. What was the title again? It's okay.
It's okay if I'm not okay. Amen. Amen. Praise God. I was thinking about something. I thought how God had blessed us. You know, we are in a generation. For years ago, you know, our parents were taking care of their parents.
You know that?
I thought about it. And now we have over five families that now we're taking care of our parents,
those who
still have parents. And we thank and praise God. But we must be prayerful for each other because everybody is not blessed to have the support they need. But one thing I have found out that God is faithful.
All right, sister.
And he will keep us in the midst of it all.
Yes,
y'all, at 4:30, almost 5 o'clock, my mom was going to sit down in her chair to take her medicine. She slipped and fell to the floor.
Oh, Lord Jesus.
And we couldn't get her up. We tried for over 45 minutes, and I decided I'm calling the paramedics. And it took them about 20 minutes to get here. And I said, Lord, we bind this in the name of Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
It's okay if I'm not okay. But I know you got me. I know that you got
me. Yes.
So I'm not, you know, I thought about it. I'm not telling you about something we heard about. We know about this because we are a nucleus. Well, I have more of my sisters in Christ. I have, like, if they have not already done it, they are doing it right now, caring for their loved ones. And it's a blessing that we're able to do that. And
yes,
we thank God for it. And we thank him for the strength in which he's given us to endure.
That's it.
So I just want to thank you all because, you know, I kept thinking about, I heard all the different things. You know, God didn't give me about the black pain. He didn't give me about the racism, not just to linger on it. But he let me know that it's okay if I'm not okay, as long as I know where to turn. See, the problem is if you're not okay and you don't know which direction to go, you don't know how to look to the Lord, that's when it's a problem.
Yes, ma'am.
People are taking their lives because they don't know that it's okay for things not to be normal. It's okay for things not to go smoothly. So the Lord kept saying, I didn't even have no scriptures or nothing, but he kept saying, but it's okay if I'm not okay. And I was talking to myself, and she said, oh, girl, that's a mess. Don't do that. I said, girl, I bind that in the name of Jesus. I said, the Lord gave me that. And I am going to do that. And then he had started giving me scripts while I was talking to her. And she was like, woo, whoa, back up. I said, no, that's what you don't understand. You don't see the need. You don't understand the importance. But God knows.
Yes, he does.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
So we just thank and praise God today. And if anybody has any more comments, please feel free. I didn't mean to say anything else. It just brought me back.
Well, I really enjoyed this. This helped me. And these classes really helped to keep me focused, you know. Because sometimes I used to have wouldn't say how I feel. I always feel like a Christian. I always got to say those things. Oh, I'm highly, you know, I'm blessed. God is good, you know. And we know he's good, but we're going to go through trials and tribulations. We're going to go through things. But when people ask me, I always just say, oh, I'm good, but back over here by in a nervous wreck. But now I learn now, it's okay to say I'm feeling good. And
that's right. Keep me lifted.
And people direct you to the word of God, or they'll call in and just see how you're doing. But sometimes it gets hard sometimes when you're here all along and then people say, girl, all you got to do is give it to God. I mean, it's easier to say it than done when you're by yourself and when you're not by yourself. And then, you know, a lot of times I could really go in a real depressed because sometimes I just feel like I need to get. It ain't so much I fear getting out. I just need a car or something just to kind of get out on my own now since we're in the quarantine. But I'm not dwelling on that. I just thank God because it's going to come. It's going to come a time, I will have that car, you know. But thank you, God. Where I won't get in no.
Whose song is who's that? It meets the microphone. Is somebody driving?
And but I'm learning now. I'm more closer to God than I ever been. You know,
all
and I
right.
just thank God.
Bless
like
Lord. Bless the Lord.
We know who to go to when your mind starts wandering off and doing, you know, a faith still go try to get you. I don't care how.
Oh,
still, so, but you got to stay prayed up and you got to stay in the word of God. And I just thank
That's
God
it.
Daily. Sometimes my head starts hurting, you know. And I said, well, no, it's not. I already know what this is. So, no. And then I just get the word and start speaking the word. So, but God is good.
Amen.
And I just thank God, you know. I just
Amen.
Thank God.
Praise God.
It's
Amen.
A good topic that you have.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
Amen. And Minister Thomas, this is Carnay. I just truly enjoyed the message as well. It's just, and what I was thinking about, okay, cannot be okay. You know, we all go through these changes, and just this pandemic and all this stuff that's going on right now. Even if you are strong in the Lord, and you know, like in four stated, we go through. So it's good
Amen.
To know. Especially ones men, you women, because like it's been forestated, we just have a load that we carry, and I don't care what happens, you know, we still think about all these things, trying to take care of the family and everything that's going on. And I don't care, your mind still goes on, and you want to help and you want to do, but if you can't do it. It just comes a time, and there are things that you cannot do, and you just have to give it to God. But And the women of College Park, you young women, just really do take care of the seniors and your parents and your family and all. And it draws me closer to you. You know, these conference calls to me have just been wonderful. When I come on, I don't always say anything, but I listen to what I can. I forgot this morning, y'all. I missed this morning. But I just want to thank you. It draws me closer to you. And when we can share. And we can truly share and know that we love each other, that we are praying for
Amen.
Each other, and that God is
Amen.
With us
yes.
so much. And to
yes,
me,
Lord.
It has drawn me closer to the feel, the love that we have for each other. And I just thank God for you, Mr. Thomas, and all you women and the men, too, just to be a part
Praise
of College Park and to feel the love that we have for one another and to know that
Amen.
We are praying together, we're studying together, we are fellowshipping together, even though we have to practice social distancing. I just want to thank you, Mr. Thomas, for bringing that out, because sometimes, like you say, we go through things and we just feel like, well, I should be stronger than that. And I especially myself went through some things yesterday and just said some little ugly things that I wouldn't normally say. But it's okay, because I had to ask God to forgive me and then keep walking, you know. Thank you.
God bless you.
Amen.
God bless
you. And bless the Lord.
Amen. Minister Thomas, I just, excuse me, I just want to piggyback off of what everybody has said, you know, because it is okay, and it's good to know that it's okay, that we're not okay sometimes, you know.
Amen.
A lot of times that can help people, because we feel like we always have to be the strong one. But, you know, we were human before we were divine, and therefore we're going to have these human frailties and these things that life, you know, just deals out as long as we're on this side of heaven. You know, Jesus was tempted in the wilderness 40 days, and he was not okay. Jesus was in agony, even in the Garden of Gethsemane, you know, when he said, let this cup pass from me. He was not okay. He was in agony. And so, you know, Hebrews 4:15, it tells us we have a high priest who is unable to sympathize with our weaknesses.
All right.
Our points, he was tempted as we are, but because of who he is, yet without sin. But I think, you know, more of us could make it if we just know, you know, we don't have to always be strong, because in our weakness, God's strength is perfected, you know.
All right.
It's okay to cry. You know, crying brings forth healing. We can't carry this weight that the world sometimes put on. We cannot do it alone, you know. And so it's good to be able to express that and talk it out and let people know, look, hey, that's okay. That's part of life. This stuff happens. But you know what? The end result is, as you said, God got it. It's not okay, but it's going to be okay, you know? You know, I'm a funeral director, and so, you know, I did several funerals where people just felt like they didn't need to express their grief. They didn't need to mourn. They didn't need to cry. It's healing in that. They really did need to do that, you know. And they knew, you know, this is okay. This is part of life's process. So I just wanted to thank you for that.
God bless you. Is that Milford Johnson? Is that Milford Johnson? God bless you.
Amen.
Mr. Thomas, I just want to say, I'm like several others. I listen a lot. I don't really say a lot, but I do listen, and I thought that was really awesome. Again, I'm just going to piggyback off of some of them, because, you know, life is not going to be perfect all the time. You know, we're going to get thrown some curveballs. You know what I'm saying? We're going to be knocked out of our comfort zone many times. But like you stated, you know, God is always there. He's, you know, again, he knows what's going to happen before it even happens. So we just need to lean and depend on him through all situations, through all times, good, bad, or indifferent. You know, we just have to continue to lean and trust in God. And it's good that he put people in our lives where we can, many of us call it vent, but where we can just talk it out. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And when you're talking to somebody, a good listener will let you talk. And many times, you know, God will just, I mean, you will talk yourself, even through scripture, you will talk it out. So it's a good thing that God put people in your lives to just listen and be there for you, just for that support. Because many times we just need that support, somebody to just be there, not necessarily say anything, not for advice, not for their opinion, just to be there. You know, so I'm just thankful for that. But again, like I said, it is. I mean, I like that topic, and I like, and it's true. It's okay to be to not be okay, because again, we're not going to live in a perfect life. We're not in a perfect society. You know, things are going to happen. We're going to have to go through situations. Our life is going to change many times. You know, and again, many of them is not going to be to what we feel is the best for us. You know, but God, you know, and he's the only one that's going to get us through any situation we go through. We just have to trust him and lean and depend on him, you know, because he said his word, you know, trust him with all our heart, you know, all our heart, lean not unto our own understanding, because, you know, we can go some places with our own understanding. But not unto our own understanding, he said that for a reason, you know, because we can't. You know, he said, but everything you do, all things, not just a few things, not things that feel good to you, but all our ways, acknowledge him, and he'll direct our path. So we have to just lean and depend on God for everything, especially when those hard balls are thrown our way, those curve balls, and, you know, we're knocked out of the ballpark for a minute. It's okay. It's okay, because God is right there, and he's going to set things straight. We have to let him do it and not try to set it ourselves. Just trust God. We have to just trust God. Mm-hmm. But I really, really enjoyed that topic. I think you did a wonderful job. And I mean, that was just a good topic to me. It's okay not to be okay. Great topic.
Bless you. God bless you.
Hello, Minister Thomas. This is Sister Brown. And I just want to encourage you. Can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am, I can. God bless you.
I just want to say things to encourage, keep you encouraged. And I just can agree with all the women has been talking. That's just, God has prepared us to be nutrients. And we just do things without even thinking about it, because we are just, God created us to be that kind of people. And, you know, I've talked to you a lot of times about you taking on so much. But I do like your spirit, because most times you're never down, even though it's a lot of things that you do, taking care of your mother and doing all things for the church and me and other ladies that's getting older in age. And I just want to let you know that I appreciate you so much. I've enjoyed everything all the ladies have said, because I've experienced. I'm at the age where I've experienced a lot myself. But then I always knew, could tell that God was taking care of me, because I could feel that when I felt weak, he always strengthened me to go just a little bit further. And I just want you to keep the spirit that you have. You still have a sweet spirit. And I know it comes from the Lord, because we can't do much without God helping us and carrying us along. So just keep up the good work, and I've enjoyed everything that people have talked about and we shared as women. And I always had a story to tell about my husband and I, and how when Terry would be out at night, and I would just be worried about it, you know, I couldn't sleep at all. And when my husband would wake up, he wouldn't be bothered at all. He'd just say, "Have you heard Terry?"
They don't,
you know, and I'd tell him, but see, he went on to sleep, but I couldn't sleep. So we as women share those things. And like you say, it's all right, because God takes care of us. And I just wanted to say that to keep you encouraged.
God bless you.
Amen.
God bless you.
Lord, bless the Lord. Before we go off, can I say one more thing, Sister? I just want to say that I was talking to my friend that buried her daughter about a month ago, just about 5 o'clock this evening, and I was telling her about what you were going to speak on tonight, and she was talking about, you know, she hadn't been feeling too well. I told her, I said, well, when you feel like crying, just cry. Just let it out. I said, because, you know, tears are washing of our soul. I said, and it is okay if I'm not okay. And she repeated behind me and started laughing. She said, it's okay if I'm not okay. I said, yes, ma'am, it is okay. I said, our sister's going to speak on that tonight. So, Sister Annette, I wanted you to know that I already discussed that with my good friend.
Well, bless the Lord.
At 5 o'clock this evening.
All right.
It is a blessing.
Beautiful.
Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father.
It's a blessing. Blessing.
Well, Aiden, I just had a few announcements before we dismiss on tonight. Unless there was someone else, I just want to make sure everyone had an opportunity to share. Was there anyone else who wanted an opportunity to share tonight?
Okay, I just had a few announcements. So tomorrow morning, we will be having prayer on the same conference line. going to be Thursday morning at 7 o'clock in the morning. We'll be at the same dial-in. We're going to have corporate prayer. Thanks again, Minister Annette, even for the topic on tonight. It's okay if I'm not okay. That's a what I call a prophetic decree. So I'm declaring that even now. But even as we're on these topics of not being okay, we are going to continue our discussion on those, especially for those who are not okay in the area of rejection. And we're going to swiftly move into unforgiveness. But we will continue the discussion for Monday night. We're going to continue it next Wednesday night. So the homework, again, is on the website at collegeparkchurchdallas.org. The replay from Monday night is also on the website. And so we're going to pick up from Genesis chapter 38. We're going to pick up on verse 24 and continue our discussion regarding Tamar and Judah. And then I'll release some of the things that the Lord has given me regarding those dealing with rejection. We're going to have a women's meeting next Monday at 6:30 p.m. So Sisters in Service will be meeting on the conference line at 6:30 p.m. next Monday. I've also made it available for those that would like to submit testimonies, feedback, or questions regarding any of the midweek teaching topics.
There's an anonymous feedback form on the website as well. I want to thank everyone who been sending feedback via text message or the website. It's just amazing to hear how the Lord is working through these midweek sessions to help, you know, layers of deliverance and freedom to people to get the freedom that they need. So your feedback is always appreciated. So if
Amen.
You want to provide feedback even for tonight for Minister Annette, you're welcome to use that form as well. And I'll make sure that and any other teachers, as we, you know, teach going forward, will get that information as well. Also, last thing, I think that is the last thing. Yep. So I'm not for sure if I'm forgetting anything, but I think that's covered. That covers it. So
I'm going to turn it over. I'm not for sure. I'll turn it over back to, oh, thank you so much, Sister Lisa. Prayer explosion is happening on August the 8th. Yes, ma'am. August the 8th. I'm not for sure if a time has been. Lisa, if you want to unmute, 9:30 a.m. on Saturday, August the 8th. I believe that's going to be virtual, or maybe we'll get you the details. Okay, go ahead and share with us about that, please.
Good evening. So, yes, we will be having our prayer explosion on August 8th. It'll start at 9:30 a.m. I will be getting with some of our ministers and deacons as far as the prayer explosion. I've already got with some of them as far as topics, and then we'll go into a further discussion on Monday.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. So that's all of the announcements that I had. I'm going to turn it over to, thank you, Sister Lisa, for sharing. I'm going to turn it over to Minister Annette to close us out.
Again, we just want to thank and praise God for being in our midst tonight. And we thank you all for your comments and for your encouraging words. We just, you know, thank and praise God for being the God in which He is. And we thank Him for loving us so much that even in spite of us not being whom He desires to be, that He knows that we are a work in progress. And so we just thank God and we praise Him. And just remember, it's okay if I'm not okay.
Amen.
Father God, we come right now in the name of Jesus. We praise your holy name, Matt, so we recognize that you're God, and beside thee, there is none other. Father, we pray for our pastor and our first lady, Heavenly Father, and be with them, Heavenly Father, as they travel. Lord Jesus, we pray for our church family, Heavenly Father, those who are on the line tonight, those who are on, Heavenly Father, we pray that you would touch each home, Heavenly Father, that's represented tonight, Heavenly Father. Lord, let us lean and depend on you. May we remember to trust in you, Lord, no matter what is going on in our lives, that Lord, we can, Heavenly Father, be all right no matter what is going on, that we can trust you. Lord, may the Lord bless you
and protect you. May the Lord smile on you and be gracious to you. May the Lord show you his face and give you his peace. In Jesus' name we pray and we ask it all. Amen, amen, and praise God.
Amen.
Good night. Love you all.
All right, love y'all.
Be blessed.
Be blessed.
All right, love you all.